Hey everyone, welcome to Banter or Not, and I'm your favorite host, Emanuela. You heard that right. I said favorite because I believe I am now your favorite. Whether you like it or not, I am your favorite. I am your favorite. Okay, yeah. Whether you like it or not, I am your favorite. I believe you like me and I like you too. Happy Women's Month to all the women in the world, to all the women around the world. To our mothers, to our daughters, to our aunties, to our sisters, to our friends, to the girl boss, to the entrepreneurs, to the professionals, to the specialists, to the doctors, to the lawyers, to the musicians, to the dancers, to the models, to the graphics designers, to the web developers, to every single woman, to the stay-at-home moms, to the housewives. I say happy Women's Month. It was just Mother's Day a couple of days ago. So I also say again to our mothers, happy Mother's Day. And honestly, I believe women should be celebrated every single day of the year, but it is what it is. And the month of March is a very special month to me. And I'll tell you why in a bit. Apart from the fact that this month celebrates women all over the world, it celebrates our mothers. And I know there's like 101 Mother's Day in one year. I know there's the British Mother's Day on the 12th of March. We've wished our mama happy Mother's Day. I know there's the general or the rest of the world's Mother's Day on the 21st of March. And I think there's another one on the 31st of March. I'm not so sure. But we can celebrate our mothers as much as we should. We should celebrate our mothers every single day. And funny thing is, my mom knows all these days, all these dates for Mother's Day. And if you do not call my mom, if you don't call my mom, call mommy. I wish her happy Mother's Day on every single Mother's Day. My mom is going to roast you. My mom is going to lambast you. Like, why haven't you called me for Mother's Day? And my mom is always like, where is my Mother's Day gift? So imagine there's like 100 Mother's Day in the year. You get Mother's Day gift for my mom for all the 100 Mother's Day. And then her birthday has to be more special. My mom is a special person. And apart from the fact that women are celebrated all over the world, March is a special month to me because it's my birthday month. And guess what? I'm giving you this special gift. And I'm releasing this episode on my birthday. So yes, whoop whoop whoop, a happy birthday to me. And I wish myself what I wish myself, but yeah, happy birthday to me. And this is a gift from me to you and from me to me on my birthday, because, you know, funny thing is, I was supposed to release episode last week, but then I thought, I want to give myself a special gift for my birthday. What can I do? So I decided to release this episode today on my birthday, where I will talk about women. I'm going to celebrate women all around the world. And while I am celebrating women, I actually want to ask this question. Like, let's ask ourselves. On Mother's Day, for example, or on International Women's Day, did you physically or really wish a happy Women's Day to the women in your life? Like, did you actually wish them a happy Women's Day, or you just posted it on social media? Same goes for Mother's Day. Did you actually wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, or you just carried your mother's picture, put it on your Instagram story? Some people even went as far as putting it on their Instagram page, which is nice. Celebrate your mom. Let her be on your feed. But did you actually really wish her a happy Mother's Day, or you just, you know, posted it on social media and then wished that day on social media? Fun thing is that some of us, our parents are not even on social media. Our mothers are not even on social media. Well, my mom is. My mom sees all our posts. My mom sees all our stories and everything. But did you wish your mother a happy Mother's Day? In real life, not in social media life. Because social media life is fake. I mean, everybody says that. And it is true. It's true. It's true. So did you wish your mom a really happy Mother's Day? Did you wish the other females in your life happy Women's Day? Do you know, one funny thing is, yeah, fun fact. I was not going to say this before, but I just need to mention this. So I work with an all-female team. And on International Women's Day, Nobody wished themselves a happy Women's Day. Everyone just literally went about their work like nothing was happening, while we were posting for the clients about about Women's Day, like, oh, happy International Women's Day, support this, support that, empowers the woman, or something like that. Choose to challenge, you know. Everyone was carrying the hype all over social media, and literally within us, it was all dead. Like, nobody wished anybody a happy Women's Day. I am not taking it personal. I'm just saying, like, this is kind of what I'm talking about when I say, are you actually, or did you wish the females? I am guilty of this. I didn't wish anybody a happy Women's Day. I just posted it on my social media. So it's not like I'm trying to form holy, I'm trying to form saint. I am not. It's just the truth. I didn't physically wish anybody a happy International Women's Day. I mean, while I am saying nobody on my team wished anybody a happy Women's Day, because we are an all-female team, I could have been the first person to go ahead and do it, but I did not. So it's not like I am a saint, or it's not like I am holier than thou, or I am trying to like paint everybody black. I'm just saying we should do better. And obviously, Women's Day has passed. It's not only on our birthdays that we wish each other happy birthday. There are other things that we can celebrate about each other. There are other things we can celebrate about one another. There are other things we can celebrate about other women. There are other days we can celebrate women, like Women's Day, for example, like Mother's Day, for example. We celebrate all mothers, and we celebrate our own mothers. We also celebrate the mothers that have passed away, because recently, I lost two of my aunts, and I don't even want to talk about this now, but I'm just saying, imagine what the children of the disease are going through right now. So that's on Mother's Day. So we celebrate every mother, whether alive or not, but we celebrate every mother. All our mothers have to be celebrated. Their lives have to be celebrated. Their sacrifices have to be celebrated as well. And so, while we are still at it, talking about Mother's Day, this is actually a very strong concern for me. And this is because one of my colleagues actually posted this on Mother's Day. This was a tweet from Burger King. And I'm not sure this is the whole tweet, because I just made a screenshot of the story that she posted, but I'm going to read it out. I tried to cram it, but I couldn't. So I'm going to read it out. Women belong in the kitchen. If they want to, of course. Yet, only 20% of chefs are women. We are on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career. We are proud to be launching a new scholarship program which will help female Burger King employees pursue their culinary dreams. A lot of people found this tweet very offensive. I did not. And I'll tell you why. This is literally why my colleague actually screenshotted these tweets. She's like, okay, fine. So there are a bunch of companies that would maybe like pay a couple of hundred bucks to a graphics designer, spend millions of dirhams on a video campaign, you know, talking to women, celebrating women. But in the real sense, this is what I'm saying, why are we doing all this women's celebration on social media and not in real life? In the real sense, the gender pay gap self is another thing entirely. The man to woman ratio in the company is like 5-1, if not 7-1. Where you see 10 men in a room, there's just 2 or 3 women. I doubt that, because most cases is even less. Women are not paid as much as they should be paid. Women are not even, you know, getting a certain amount of employment. Like, if you see the percentage of women in a workplace to the percentage of men, it's probably like 70-30, 80-20. It's never 50-50. I've never seen 50-50. Except maybe the company is owned by a woman, and then she decides to make her team an all-woman team. If that's not the case, I don't think I've ever. I haven't. Maybe if there's anyone that you have seen, maybe just prove me wrong, and you know, send it to me. Let me see, because I have not seen anyone like that. And it makes me wonder. So why do you spend millions of dirhams, millions of dollars making unnecessary videos about women. There's even one I saw online and they were like asking children about stuff like that women go through and this and that, and I'm like, have you actually fixed your own organization? Have you fixed your industry? Have you fixed your company? Have you actually treated women better in your company? Or you're just doing this because, oh, Women's Day is one of the days in the year that you have to celebrate. The same way a lot of industries like restaurants, for example, cash out a lot for Mother's Day because, oh, there's this Mother's Day offer they have. There's this Mother's Day treat they have. But do they treat their female staff well? So there's a Mother's Day treat. There's probably some staff that they have that are mothers. Do they treat them well? I believe most companies, most industries just, you know, do this to cash out, basically, or to make themselves look good, to blow their own trumpet. And so this is why I did not feel offended by what Burger King posted. At least they didn't decide to make a $1 million video just to showcase women of different skin color, of different heights, of different shape and sizes. Like, oh my God, we are products. They didn't do that. They just tweeted, this is what we are going to do. This is the initiative we are going to take. Now, if they decide to do it or not, like for real, that's on their conscience. So this, I'm not trying to like, oh, support or anything. I'm just saying, if they do it, then that's a good step. And if they don't, like I said, that's on their conscience. But we can't keep fooling ourselves, fooling the society, fooling social media when we know, even on the home front, even at home, even women are not treated, you know, equally. I will never understand the same way they say women are the weaker gender. What does that even mean? Like, how does a woman as a human become a weaker gender? How does woman, I believe a woman is a human being. I mean, women are equally as human as men. So what's the problem? And I know there are a lot of people that will come and drag me now because, oh, feminists, this, that, feminists are angry. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm just stating the obvious. I'm just stating what is literally going on in our society. I'm not even going to talk about anything that has to do with, oh, people who hate men are not feminists. Let me just put that out there. I don't hate anybody. I'm just trying to understand why we as women are thought, like we are like an afterthought. An example, the Nigerian music industry. There are a bunch of male artists there, like a bunch. I can literally count that are popular, that are A-list. You see, if I'm going to start counting the A-list female artists, I don't think I'll count with my two hands. I'll probably just count the fingers from one hand because there's just not enough of them. Is it that women are not working hard enough? Or is that women have to work twice as hard as the guys to get what they need? And while some people may argue that, nah, that's a lie. Women have it easy. Women get it easy. If you are not a pretty face, then yes, you have to work twice as hard. If you are not a pretty face and you decide to go and enhance yourself with any kind of product or anything, that alone is work. Just so you know. So just putting that out there. That alone is work. And I watched this award, the just concluded Headies, which is one of Nigeria's biggest music awards, apparently. And there was only one category of female artists. First of all, I would ask, why is there even a category for female artists? That's one question. Why can't there just be a category? Whoever wins, wins. Okay, let's agree that, yes, there was just one category for female artists. That was the only award that a female won that night. It was literally a bunch of guys winning all the awards. Is it that the female counterparts are not doing as much work? There's Tiwa Savage, there's Simi, there's Yemi Alade, there's Niniola, there's Tenny. Who else am I forgetting to mention? But what's the problem? What exactly is the problem? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm trying to reason. But at the end of the day, once it's a, if or when it's Women's Day, everybody starts jumping on the trend like it is a trend. Is it a trend? I saw everybody using the hashtag choose to challenge. I think last year's challenge was equal for all or one for, I don't remember because I don't even use these hashtags. Like, just do what you can do. You don't have to just try to make it trend on social media just because. Like, are you going to do anything? Or it's just another campaign? Like Mother's Day. Like Tacos Day. Like Burrito Day. Basically, that's how Women's Day is to most of these organizations. World Coffee Day. World This Day. World That Day. International Women's Day. Let's make a video. Or let's just ask the graphics designer to design something. Maybe women hands together and just say something about women. I work in PR, social media, advertising, media. I work in media. So I'm saying that this is how it is. This is the reality. I'm not making this up. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. And sometimes it feels like we women are our own problems. We are the ones who cause these trouble and these problems for ourselves. We don't appreciate each other enough. We always see each other as competition. We don't want another woman to grow. It's hard for us to celebrate another woman's success. It's hard for us to push another woman to greatness. It's either we are envious, we are jealous, and if we continue like this, the rest of the world is not going to take us seriously. And I say the rest of the world, obviously, the other gender or genders are not going to take us seriously. Like, what's the problem? Why is it that when your friend has a baby, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, is she fine or is she not fine? Or when your friend gets pregnant, why is her nose so big? I mean, it's obvious she's pregnant. Why is or if your friend gets a promotion, I wonder what she did to get that promotion. Or even if it's your colleague, I wish it was me. I mean, yeah, I understand sometimes you do wish it was you, but can't you just be happy for her? Is that so hard? Like I said, if we don't support each other enough, if we don't push each other enough, if we do not celebrate each other enough, then there's just no way, there's no way that the other gender or genders will take us seriously. They won't. It's the same. Sorry. It's the same ideology of people who think that, you know, the woman belongs in the other room and in the kitchen. You know who I'm talking about. It's those same people's ideology that keeps dragging us backward, that keeps making there be no room for women. And so, while we continue to make fake love for women posts, while we continue to spend millions of dirhams, millions of dollars, thousands of dollars or pounds on campaigns for Women's Day, for Mother's Day, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. Can we at least just add a little, just a tiny sprinkle of genuinity in it? Let us be a bit genuine, like actually mean what you are saying you are doing. Just sprinkle, you know, understand that you have to make money and all that, but just a tiny weeny bit, make a change. You see women who are managers, they'll say they can't work with their fellow women. Sometimes, I didn't say that we don't have wahala, we do sometimes, but I'm sorry, but our is it biology or anatomy? Did I actually say it's biology? Sorry, our anatomy is different from other genders' anatomy, if you know what I mean. And so you can't exactly understand a woman's pain. You can't exactly understand a woman's suffering or her burden. And you can't continue to normalize women suffering. Can't continue to normalize women having to work twice or thrice or four times as hard as the other gender just to get a seat on the table. Why? Why is it hard for people to fathom the fact that a woman can own her home? Why am I doing like this? Okay, why is it hard for people to understand the fact that a woman can own her own business? A woman can start a business. She can have millions. She can have billions. And she worked for it hard. The fact that some people are lazying around, or the fact that some people just do not believe that other people can do stuff, doesn't mean that all women just sit down and expect things to, you know, land on their laps. So while we are doing our fake posts about Mother's Day, now I'm talking about individuals, by the way, not even companies. While we are doing our fake post about Mother's Day, or our fake post about International Women's Day, wish your daughter, your wife, your mother-in-law, your sister, your cousin, your female friend, your female colleague, wish them Happy Women's Day. And when you wish them, it doesn't mean, oh, just say Happy Women's Day and you have a nasty attitude towards women. That's not what I'm talking about. You are not the change we are looking for. That doesn't even count. Let's be clear on that. While you are wishing them, know in your heart and in your character and your behavior and everything join, that you are treating them well. That you are not treating them as less than you are. They are equally as human as you are. I'm talking about the other gender and even you as a woman. Nobody is inferior to you. You are not special. You are not superior. You are not special. There's nothing special about you. What makes you special, however, is how you treat people. See, I've never been to any funeral like this, so, but imagine people being at your funeral and they don't have one good thing to say about you. You had a nasty attitude. You are treating people terribly. This and that. Imagine. I know. Just imagine. So fix your nasty attitude towards women and start from the women in your house. Start from your daughter. Start from your wife. Start from your sister. Start from your cousins. Start from your friends. Then you go to work. Start from your female colleagues. If you have a female boss, she's your boss. Treat her like your boss. Treat her with respect. Treat every woman with respect. Don't say, because I'm a man, I'm a boy, I'm a guy, I'm automatically superior to her because she's a woman. FYI, Like I said, you are not special. So don't deceive yourself. And to companies that keep cashing out on Women's Day, that keep cashing out on Women's Month, I'm pissed off because it's also my birth month. So you guys should stop this nonsense. But jokes apart, to companies that cash out on this thing or spend millions of, like I said, millions of dollars, millions of dirhams to just make unnecessary videos to celebrate women, and you are treating women in a terrible manner. You don't pay them as much as you pay the guys in your company. You don't give them as much respect. Or you have just two women in your company, and when it's time for Women's Day and you want to record them, you just come and force them to come and stand in front of camera and say good things about your company, you know, give them scripts. Or even hire actors and models to come and talk about your company, whereas your company is SHIT. My dear, fix it. If you're not going to fix it, then don't cash out on women. Don't cash out on it. Don't. You have absolutely no rights. This thing bothered me a lot on Women's Day because, honestly, I saw a lot of hashtags from last year's Women's Day, and I didn't see any company or anybody or anything that changed from what it was. I didn't see people hiring more women. I didn't see people treating women with more respect. I just saw things the same way it was. So before we choose to challenge this year, or before we try and jump on any hashtag that has to do with women, before we decide to make a pink dessert for October because what is breast cancer month, fix it. Fix your company structure. Fix it. Fix the way you treat women. Fix the remuneration package. Let them get as much as that guy colleague or that male colleague is getting. Why do you want to pay them less because they are a woman? Fix it. Now I'm calm. I sounded quite angry. I feel it. But I think this is where I'm going to hang my boot today. Thank you so much for joining me on Banter or Not. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please like, please share. Please comment and follow me on Instagram on Banter or Not. That's BANTROR NOT. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, if you have any table that you want me to shake, send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That's BANTER BAN. That's BANTROR NOT@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and happy birthday to me. Okay, bye.